Thank you all for coming. This is a nice, cozy room for a gathering of about 20 people. It's a little intimidating. Okay, so I'm just going to go over the quick agenda I have prepared here. Autism Speaks is a fundraising organization, but we do more than that. We are getting involved in data management services and data coordination. I'm going to talk a little bit about our experience in doing this and what we're trying to do right now to leverage that experience and turn it toward some other Autism Speaks funded programs. Really quickly, just about me, because a lot of you probably don't know me. I have some experience in cognitive psychology research, IT project management, and database and web development. At Autism Speaks, I've been working a lot with the autism, with the science systems projects, phenotype data structures, data integration, and intermediated research. So most of our experience in data coordination, data management comes from the AGREE program, who's done an excellent job over the last 15 years or so in acting like a biospecimen repository, conducting deep phenotyping on over 2,000 families, multiplex families. We have 11,000 DNA samples. We have granted access to our repository to over 400 researchers, and to this day we have over 200 publications as a result of our resource. In that time, we have developed services and systems and processes to help us expedite our mission, from recruitment and recontact of our families, study management, biorepository coordination, data capture centralization, online collaboration, data sharing, intermediated research, and more recently, big data handling. And I'd like to just pause and thank Dr. Paul Law for doing a lot of work for Autism Speaks over the years, namely with data capture and centralization and intermediated research. So this year, well, actually in the last few years, starting with the funding of a 2009 R grant to federate the AGREE dataset to NDAR, we have started to transition towards something else. We saw this as an opportunity to integrate all of our infrastructure and enable sharing of various data sets with NDAR. Instead of just uploading data sets, we have actually integrated all of our systems and can really quickly now federate or share data with NDAR. Very recently, starting just a couple of months ago, we have partnered with Prometheus Research to adopt their RexDB system to open up all the services that I mentioned that we were offering as a part of the AGREE data set, AGREE program actually, to the community. Right now we're focusing on Autism Speaks funded projects. And we'll also be using the Prometheus's data management services in order to help us scale a little bit better and minimize risk in expanding our services. Another project that we are working on right now is management of next-gen pipelines and handling 10,000 samples from whole genome sequencing from BGI, which is no easy task, and currently we don't know how to do that. This is all kind of a culmination of a vision on part of Autism Speaks and AGREE to support at least our programs. There's a lot of repositories, a lot of resources that Autism Speaks has been funding, and we want to learn from what NDAR has been doing in centralizing the data in starting early on, what Leon was talking about early on, and make sure the data are captured really well, all the way to centralizing the data and then federating it. And we want to do this for these programs that you are probably familiar with. So our sort of slogan is that we are aiming to maximize the utility of autism resources, which includes tools as well as data. This is our team currently. These are people who have been responsible for maintaining the AGREE repository, and I think the average amount of time they've spent with us has been between 5 and 10 years. So there's a lot of experience there, from recruitment to clinical work, clinical direction, phlebotomists, psychometricians, collaborators, and so on. And currently we have two outstanding PDs, or job openings, for handling of our genetic data, Director of Autism Genomics and Genetic Data Manager. So if you know somebody. And that's actually the end of my talk. Thank you very much.